I mean, it's like, it's a really big machine.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
it's like so cool. this long.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Does it have eight faders?
Yeah, and then a whole bunch of other buttons. Yeah, I gotta find a manual on there.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at it.
Well, I don't always use this, so it's kind of a lie.
The RCA.
RCA, it might be RCA.
I made the cat.
What did you think of acceleration?
Have you plugged it in?
I plugged it in the buttons, but I haven't plugged it in.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Can I get my voice using it?
I thought it was really
there's only four tracks. It's kind of,
three
tracks at the start, so it's
really
weird.
Like, oh, that's registered.
Wait, can I try?
we rehearsed it yesterday.
Oh, cool.
And then we just talked about parts of
my yellow
like and like the composer came in. And
he's
like kinda like choreographed and he's like and it was like no, like you did the song like this is like I like and
that's cool.
I wanna come down
I'm glad that you did that.
Oh, I need a chair.
No.
Do you want a chair?
I will guess the part where he's around and what part.
It's a wheelchair.
It's a mess.
I'm sorry to say no family nor sweetheart could convince me to stay. I've been out all over, I've made some old friends. And the town folk all scrambled, but could not find this kid. Cause I need no permission, and I heed no command. Pacific, Atlantic, oh, my footsteps have spanned. Been loved and been locked up, been lied to and lost, and wish feet have been blistered, bitten by frost, but they've never been back to that town where they grew. Since then, they've been only passing through, but they'll go home come April, or maybe in May. When I sew up my pockets, so they can save up my pay. Father, don't you know me? Don't you know you're blue? I sure ain't been there yet. I've never seen no one who I care to know. And my home, it ain't nowhere. I'm sure I'll ever go.
Second day of one more month long West Coast tour before I go back, and it's been a pretty awesome day actually. I had no idea what Isla Vista was all about until I was leaving slow this morning, and one of the guys I was staying with was like, "You're going to Isla Vista? Dude, have fun." And Josh sort of explained it to me when he picked me up from the train station. And yeah, I don't think I've seen anyone over 30 hours.
Or under, you know, 12 or something like that.
Yeah. Hung out at the food co-op.
Went to an art show.
Went to an art show. Introduction to any town. Apple on a table, green apple, green apple, apple on a table, green. Picked by hand, fed to man, grown in a machine. Look
loved ones can be such a burden. Don't know why you gotta go sing. You try, but you can't get a word in. They talk you out of everything. So I'll cut any cord that might tether. Listen to that steam whistle moan. If we can't get right together, we'll each only get left alone.
Something tells me most of the people in this room are not smokers, which is cool. If anyone had any natural rolling tobacco, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Which is what always happens when I get on the road. Like, I just spent like the last month totally. It's par for the course here, right? just like the last month, I've been chilling out in the woods, like, no drink, no smoke, no nothing, just relaxing. And the instant you get on the road, you're like, I could do something. So I wrote this song to, like, help me cope with that. I guess it was about a week ago and my tobacco bag was running low and I wanted more, but I was broke and I started thinking maybe I'll quit smoking. Just for a little while. I can always go back when I feel myself getting pink inside again. The next evening, hardly breathing, coughing, sneezing, hacking, wheezing, two nostrils bleeding. I took it as a sign by the sound of my cough. I picked the right time to take time off. So I rolled back over, enjoyed what I swore would be my final hangover. Days went by and my throat got better and I sewed up all those burns in my sweater. I felt so good about my quit and I sat down to get some new songs written. And nothing happened. Cause I had always written with a jug of wine and a lit cigarette between each line. I know what Allen Ginsberg spoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke the official dope, but it's organic, I rationalize, well, even they're owned by the big bad guys. So what's the little guy supposed to do? Not much more than 5'8". Trying to do my best. So I weighed my options. Bubblicious just didn't seem like the right replacement for coffee and cigarettes, so I picked up some licorice root. stood before the call of timber hollows out the halls of that tall tree cathedral before the steeple.
I saw pizza delivery. Yeah. I saw cars on
the tall tree. Cathedral. To the wood.
Oh, another stand.
To the wood. To the tall tree. Cathedral. Or at least to where it stood. The temple of the toadstool, the chapel of the ferns, to the tall tree, cathedral, before the steeple burns.
I think we got again, and if you want to help keep the tour going, I have some CDs and posters and used paperbacks for sale. I have to shed some weight. And, like, I looked in my bag today, and most of it was books. So. Thank you.
to me. I never really knew just where I was going to, but now that I'm lost, I see. That's why the train stays the steel rail, trained to never run astray. That's why, if even should her wheel